It's been a busy week in Canberra, with the federal budget handed down by the government and the opposition leader delivering his speech in reply to Parliament. Tax reform was a key element in the economic plans of both sides of politics. Opposition leader Angus Taylor was full of confidence in his first budget reply. Central to his plan, a promise to repeal Labor's negative gearing and capital gains tax changes and to index income tax brackets to inflation.
Our plan is to bring down taxes, and that is what Australians need. Right now, Labor's plan is to raise income taxes every single year.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers labelled it a shambles of a budget reply.
What Angus Taylor released last night was uncosted, it was unfunded, it was a recipe for much bigger deficits, much more debt, and much more division as well.
Kayleen Hubbard heads KPMG's mid-market and private tax practice. She says the opposition's plan to index income tax brackets is more permanent and more flexible.
It is harder to unwind politically, but it does prevent what the opposition leaders referred to as, stealth tax increases via inflation, and it's much closer to a rules-based tax system.
She says while very different, both the coalition and government plans offer some positives, but argues neither offers the type of tax reform economists have long called for.
What the government's announcements really did was sort of attempt to shift or level that playing field between different types of income, which I suppose is somewhat structural, but left alone, as I say, the GST and those larger company tax rates, which we would suggest would probably need some kind of a reform in order to rebalance where we're getting our tax revenue from.
Angus Taylor also delivered a pledge to slash migration and prevent non-citizens from accessing the NDIS and 17 different welfare programs.
Pledge and become a citizen, and they can do that after 4 years.
It's been met with sharp criticism from multicultural groups and immigration law experts who argue the policy is unfair, including for long-term permanent residents who contribute to Australian society and pay their taxes. Tony Barry is a director at Redbridge Group and a former Liberal Party strategist.
In an ideal world, they'd just stick to the tax cuts, but obviously they need to focus on the front they're fighting with One Nation and try and neutralise some of those concerns. But the problem is that can they app One Nation, One Nation? Why would voters go for the Xerox when they can go for the original? So I'm not sure how many votes are on the table from that policy.
Still, he says the policy announcements give the coalition something to talk about.